subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Clare boss Brian Lowen on winning the All-Ireland Hurling Championship final, Cork boss Pat Ryan on where it went wrong for the Rebels, and Clare captain and man of the match Tony Kelly pays tribute to his manager. But first, Clare are the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions. The Banner picked up the Liam McCarthy Cup for the first time since 2013 after an epic extra time win over Cork in Croke Park. 329 to 124 was how it finished after it finished 321 to 127 at the end of normal time. It's Clare's fifth All-Ireland title. Here's their boss, Brian Lowen.
Delighted to win that game. Delighted to for the lads to get a reward. The ultimate reward in hurling, and delighted for Tony that he was able to go up the steps of the Hogan Stand and collect that trophy on behalf of the county, and just brilliant for all the panel of players, and in particular brilliant for all those guys that have got their second All-Ireland now. We were conscious that that Cork all year have raced out of the blocks, and we thought that We were going to be able to handle it, but then they really started well. But we hung in there, we toughed it out, and we got back into it before half time, and we were delighted to come in at level at half time.
What was it that you think got you over the line, Brian? There was obviously so much that happened in that game, a couple of moments of magic as well. What for you, like right now, what was it that got you over the line?
I think how we responded after the first couple of minutes. Edo getting that goal brought us right back into it, and then we were able to relax a bit, and I think we played hurled well from there on. I suppose that, and look, just, you know, Tony just caught fire in the second half and on into extra time. So when you've got the likes of Tony and Shane and John and Dermot and, you know, Conor Cleary, those guys on the field, you always have a chance, and just delighted with them and delighted with the full squad, really.
There was so much talk in the build-up of the game of the attacking talent that was on show, but so many defenders had incredible games today, like Conor Lean, Adam Hogan in particular. Could you talk to us about their performance?
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, coming up against the likes of the forward line that Cork have and the potential that is off the bench, you know, you really have to be at the top of your game. Like, and I thought our full-back line were tremendous. Now, they've been tremendous all year, but sometimes they get a bit of a bad rap because you're playing such quality players all the time. And, you know, the game now is, it's a tough place inside there in the full-back line.
Here's Clare captain Tony Kelly on what makes Brian Lowen such a good manager.
Since he came in, it has been... Everton has been for the betterment of Clare from a behind-the-scenes standpoint. Like, we were probably in the media pre-COVID for not having our shit together. Our centre of excellence was always on it. We were never on it for an unbelievable match or performance. It was always what's going on in Clare or who's wrong with who. But since he came in, he cleaned up Everton behind the scenes. And then, from a player's point of view, he just has his eating out of the palm of his hand. It's probably because he played and he was such a legend, he has that, I suppose, the minute he walks into the dressing room. But he probably comes across as, like, he is tough and he comes across in the media, but to us, he would defend you to the hilt. Like, he is tough, but he's a sound man as well behind it all, if you can believe that. He has a softer side to him, but he has... He's just a legend.
For Cork, the wait goes on. They haven't won the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship since 2005. Their boss, Pat Ryan, paid tribute to Clare in his post-match press conference and says that for his own side, they missed too many chances.
Pat, that was remarkable. You must be exhausted, but can you give us your reaction to this incredible game of hurling?
Look, obviously bitterly disappointed. Orphalus, we come up here to win today, and look, we didn't get over the line, didn't get it done. All credit to Clare. Do you know what I mean? They performed fantastically and look, probably just about deserved their victory in the end.
He started incredibly well. Clare kind of pulled themselves back into it, but the game toed and froed so many different times. Can you put your finger and make sense of where it was won or lost?
we probably didn't take enough goal chances that we created. I think that's the kind of the, that's probably the, we probably had another 4 or 5 goal chances except for the one that we did take, and we needed to take them. You know, and that was probably where the game lay then. I suppose sometimes you'd say no, but I suppose from our point of view, look, our job is to represent our county, represent the Jersey, represent the people who come up here paying hard money to come up to Dublin. And I think the lads did that. So look, the lads can be very proud of what they performed in, like, but at the same time, look, we came up here to win, we didn't. We lick our wounds, we, you know, celebrate Clare, they'll have a great couple of days, we'll have a sad couple of days, and fellas will go back to their clubs, and we'll try and regroup and see where that takes us.
Have you changed maybe through the first half, like, if you were setting up in Clare and left in?
Sure, we left too many sharp hookouts. We have too many sharp hookouts, and they worked the ball out, and we lost our shape inside the full forward line, trying to tackle from behind them. You know, just giving too many sharp hookouts in the first half, and they worked them out very well. I think the stats were very good in that. The stats on the long hookouts probably weren't as good in the first half, and we just gave them too many sharp hookouts, and we lost our shape, and that's where the game kind of, they got back into it. But look, there was loads of ebbs and flows in the game over the period of time. So look, they did a lot of good things that struggled us. We did some things that struggled them as well. So, but look, obviously disappointed.
Did you feel you should have had a penalty and a black card towards the end of normal time?
Look, sure, I was, you know, I'm back in the opposite 45 for the thing. It looked like it. You know, but I don't know, to be honest. Like, to be honest, look, I don't think that that affected it. You know, look, obviously there's a couple of decisions go your ways and don't go your ways. But look, at the end of the day, clear the champions, and we won't be giving out about any of that stuff.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening. GAA.